This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, August 21, 2009. Unity and maturity. The scripture is Ephesians 4, verse 13. May we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. Contributing our individual and communal gifts to the life of the church is an important part of Paul's teaching to the Ephesians. But Paul is interested in more than telling us what we can and should do. The goal he has in mind is that we increase in unity, in knowledge, and in maturity. This is no small objective. Unity is a big word and an even bigger concept. Unity here does not mean uniformity or sameness. Rather, Paul understands that the unity he encourages and the unity we're to strive for is a unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. We never can say we have arrived when it comes to faith and knowledge. Growth in both is desirable and worthwhile. Yes, faith is a gift from God, a gift that comes to us through the Spirit who lives within us. But our faith can be nurtured through spiritual disciplines, including the development of our understanding of spiritual truth. We may even suggest that the Lord can use our increase in knowledge to strengthen our faith. Maturing Christians are those who thoughtfully reflect and study how to reach for greater depth in both faith and knowledge. What does it mean to be mature in Christ? We don't set our own standards. Instead, God sets the goal, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.